The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday, the first day of May. Can you believe that? It seems like we were just talking about Christmas and New Year. This is May the 1st now. And we got Nan Unclesbay with me, author and survivor, stroke survivor. Welcome back to Radio Friends, Nan.
Thank you.
And we had you on at the beginning of the year. You've written a book called Swimming Against the Tide. And you had a stroke. You tell the story in this book. You had a stroke. You were all alone.
That's right.
You were swimming.
That's right.
At the time.
Yeah.
You could have very well died.
Of course.
But you didn't.
For some reason. Right.
Somebody was watching over you
That's right. That's right.
But you were told that you would never walk again.
That's right.
And you said, you're not going to tell me I'm not going to walk again. I'm going to get up and walk.
That I did. Eventually,
okay.
I did.
So we've covered all of this in the book. The book is Swimming Against the Tide. Where is it available?
It's available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
And Chapters in Canada.
All right. We'll plug it again here at the end of the segment. But you're here today because May is National Stroke Awareness Month.
Right.
And you want people to be aware.
Right.
Early signs of a stroke.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm.
And you've got something written down here.
Yeah.
FAST.
FAST, right? Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Okay. F stands for looking at somebody's face and asking them if they can smile.
Okay. So if you're with someone and you think they may have had a stroke.
Right. Uh-huh.
You look in their face and what?
Ask them if they can smile. And if the smile is droopy, then that's a bad sign.
That means they could have had a stroke.
They could have had a stroke, right?
Okay.
And then you ask them to raise their arms. A is to raise arms. And see if they can raise their arms the same level.
So raise both arms.
Both arms. And if they can't raise both arms, then like sometimes you've had a stroke, you just raise one arm, right?
Okay.
And then the second one is you talk to somebody. And ask them to say something simple, like say the sky is blue. And if they blur their words and they can't talk, then you're really in trouble. And then the T stands for time, and that means you should call 911 as fast as possible.
So if you have any of these symptoms, if you're with someone and they have any of these symptoms, if they can't smile or it's droopy, if they can't raise both arms, if you ask them a simple question, they can't answer it. What's the other one? And
Time.
And time.
Yes.
So you call 911.
Time 911.
Now, what if you had a stroke and you were all by yourself?
I was all by myself.
Did you know you had a stroke? What propelled you, and how did you get out of that?
I had no symptoms of a stroke. I did not know. If I knew I was having a stroke, I wouldn't have gone for a swim. Now, I went for a swim by myself, and somehow I got out of the water. My husband came home and found me in bed. Before that, I was cold, and I'd filled two bathtubs of water, and he came home and found me talking gibberish. Now, I didn't have high blood pressure. My cholesterol was fine. So the doctor said, I don't believe she'd had a stroke. And so he said, warm her up. Which was bad. And so my husband warmed up the sauna and warmed me up, and it didn't happen. I didn't get any better. So eventually I got to the hospital. But I didn't have
care. What were you thinking during this?
Nothing. I mean, I was in shock. I was in shock.
So you didn't even know what was going on,
really? I did not know. No, the two things I remember is our swimming pool is outside, and it was February 26th, so we had a dorm over the pool. And I do remember zipping up the pool, the cover of the dorm, because it was icy outside. And I do remember that. But then going in the house and going lifting at the sink or the bathtub. I don't know that.
You had some divine intervention there.
Of course I did. Of course I
because
did.
Because you shouldn't have been alive. Though.
I know. And then my husband is an engineer, and he did take my temperature. I do remember him taking my temperature, which was strange for him to take. He might have thought that I was outside and I went goofy outside, but he told the doctor and said my temperature was 75.
Oh, that's not good.
But the doctor said to my husband, I didn't know this, she must be dead.
The doctor said that to your husband?
That's right, and I didn't hear that.
Good
right.
thing you didn't hear it.
Right.
Oh, my. Well, you can laugh about that now,
yeah,
can't you?
Engineers don't make mistakes, which is what's funny. Anyway, so, right.
Well, what did your husband say when the doctor said she must be dead?
Well, then he said she didn't have any indication, she didn't have high blood pressure, and he said warm her up. So he took me in and warmed me up, and that didn't help. So then eventually I went to the hospital. But it took me 12 hours to get on drugs for me. Mm. And I was a mess when I got to the hospital. I was total in shock. I was bad. So The first part of my book, people tell me exactly what I did. Because I don't have a clue what that was. People had to tell me what I did.
Yeah. it really, you know, Nan, just talking with you, it's an absolutely amazing story. And you are living proof that miracles happen.
And that's why I had to write the book.
Because we think of miracles happening in the old days. Miracles still happen today, and you were a miracle that walked into this room today.
Yes, right.
Do you feel that because of this, you have a mission now that you want to share with people as to what happened to you?
I do. And in fact, it's very rewarding for me to talk to people about strokes. And I'm aware how many people have strokes. Last week, I was talking with somebody, and they'd had a stroke like 5 weeks ago. And everybody I talk to in groups, everybody has known somebody that's had a stroke. It's so prominent. It really is.
I thought you were going to say it's so popular.
But no, prominent.
But if she gave the warning signs, if you're with someone that you feel has had a stroke. Time is of the essence.
Absolutely, yes.
Time is
right.
of the...
Yeah, right.
We now, may not be as blessed as Nan was.
Because now you can get the hospital. They can run a test fast. They can give you shots. If you've got a clot in your head, whatever it is, they can help you a lot.
If you want to read this book, it's called Swimming Against the Tide, written by the Miracle Lady herself, and it's available where?
It's available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble and Chapters in Canada.
Okay. Or can they call you for it? Or
yeah, they can call me, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I've got a website.
Oh, you got a website, too.
Yeah.
What's your website?
Yeah,
wait, she's looking up her website.
Here. Yeah, right. I don't use it all the time.
Okay.
Right here.
What is it? Oh, I got to put my glasses on, Nan. Yeah. Just a second. Here's the website where you can get the book. www.swimmingagainstthetide.net. Thank you so much. A pleasure having you here. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio with Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. To watch this program or to listen to it again, go to KBIA.org. Click on Talk Shows and Radio Friend. Bye-bye.